quiero que tú me toques con la tua rabia. Voglio che tu mi tocchi con il tuo furore. Questa è la rinuncia della tua vergogna.
Is Janie, and you are listening to Slime Time Radio Hour. So I'm a little outside my normal hour. Typically I do 3 to 4, but I picked up the hour beforehand just to give a little extra special show, and also to avoid doing my homework. At 3 to 4 I will be giving my trainee Lauren the stage. So I thought I'd come on beforehand so you wouldn't miss out on my totally awesome music taste. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, of course, in case you were confused. What we just listened to was Something About Us by Daft Punk. It's my favorite song right now. I think I've played it really quite a few times. I'm really enjoying it. And today, guess what? As a treat, I have a cohesive, dare I venture to say, I have a cohesive show for you. That is correct. I know it might seem, Janie, is it you? Did an alien take over your body? What do you mean, cohesive show? I know, but we're doing it. We're doing it today. It's happening. I'm also broadcasting from Studio C. So if you're like, hey, why do things sound weird? Or like, why is nothing playing? Or like, why are things crazy? That's why. That's why. So bear with me, dare I say, while I do this. Welcome to Janie's show. And if you're unfamiliar with Janie's show, what we do is I talk a lot, and then we listen to some music sometimes. And you might be like, Janie, since you've claimed to have a cohesive show, what's the show? Well, I have about 28 minutes of music planned for you. Plan to do a lot of talking today. About 28 minutes of music, and it's all like, I would say, just kind of loser pop punk, like degenerate pop punk. That's what I've kind of got going for us today. And you know what? I'm just gonna play our next song, because I think I'll talk after this song, because I think you need to hear it. We're gonna listen to Animal by Neon Trees. So let's get into it.
Satisfied. Here we go.
Animal by Neon Trees. Pretty good, right? Throwback? No, just me? Okay, well, you might be like, Janie, how have you been? You know, yeah, I'm sure things have been busy with classes, things have been crazy. Yeah, well, great question. I've been great. I will say, I'm kind of at a point in my life in which my Google Calendar is full, which is like both awesome and the worst. But you know what? Let me not say full, because I was in class the other day and a girl in front of me opened up her computer and pulled up Google Calendar and I almost gasped. It was a rainbow. There was so many things happening in her Google Calendar that I think in order to get them all, I was like, surely you can't be going to every single one of these events. Like that can't be true. Anyway, so I won't say it's that full. There is some space. But I've been busy. It's true. I know, it's crazy. I've been going to events. I've been going and hanging out. I've been going to get dinner. And I have, believe it or not, been going to class. I was, 20 minutes late to an hour and 15 minute class that ended early this morning. Yeah, not my best, I'll say that much. It gets you. The 15 minute walking commute really kind of gets me. I'd like to give a shout out to someone, to a legally fresh adult, Henry Hoops. Happy birthday as of two days ago. Happy birthday. And that's the last happy birthday you're getting from me, because your birthday's over now, but happy belated birthday. And you might be like, Janie, were you not there for Henry's birthday? Of course I was there. It was in my Google Calendar. Of course I was there. But I just thought he'd appreciate a little bit of a radio shout out as he's listening on the SMFA shuttle. Yes, the worst shuttle. Okay, let me not say that. I'm supposed to not get political. yeah, the shuttle is not my favorite. Surprise. Anyway, and you know what? While I'm here, let me shout out Linda, the Davis shuttle driver who drives the shuttle on Mondays at 10 a.m. I don't know what other time she drives the shuttle because that's the time I catch it. But Linda, I doubt you're listening. Let me just say, I love the R&B that you play on the shuttle. I take my earbuds off so I can listen to your R&B. I like it a lot. Yeah, so shouting out the... And also, if you guys get on the shuttle and you see Linda, say hi. I think she'd appreciate that. And hopefully it won't freak her out that everyone knows her name. Yeah. So I thought, you know, and hey, since we're here for the radio and you're listening to the radio and you're like, man, I wish there was some music on the radio, but instead there's this girl and she won't stop talking. Don't worry. I have music for you. I have a duo that will go so well together. I have this friend who one time I was sharing a story as I do. I was sharing a story and they went, yeah, the little DLS for you. And I said, pause. What did you just say? DLS? What does that mean? Because I'm thinking like DS Lite, but famously that would be DSL, I suppose. And they go, oh, dirty little secret? And I was like, You're joking. And unfortunately, no one else I know says that. So it doesn't really hit the same when I say it to other people. But a little DLS I have for you is that I'm going to play Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects. What did we think about that incredibly clumsy segue? Good? Yeah? Well, that's the kind of special treat you're in for this hour. But we've got Dirty Little... say that 10 times fast. Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects. Okay? And then after that, we have Gives You Help by the All-American Rejects. When I said degenerate pop punk, I wasn't kidding. Okay? We're getting into it. Consistent show. This is what we're doing. Get excited. But yeah, anyway. Dirty Little Secret. DLS, if you will.
I go around. a big smile on my face, and I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes when you see my face. Hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. Now where's your picket fence, love? And where's that shiny car? And did it ever get you far? You never seem so tense, love. I've never seen you fall so hard. And do you know where you are? And truth be told, I miss you. And truth be told, I'm lying. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell.
So what'd you think? All time low, yeah? No, that was not all time low. That was the All-American Rejects. Uh-oh, someone call the police. I got it wrong. That's not good. It's okay, we recover. So yeah, what have I, so I guess, hey, sue me. I'll talk about what I've been up to recently. Well, I'll tell you what I've been up to. WinFo has been a little difficult recently because we're broadcasting out of Studio C, as we know. And I don't love Studio C. I don't hate her. She's all right. But I miss Studio A, and I look longingly at her from across the hallway. And I wish I was there. But alas, what can you do? So I'm here in Studio C. Let me just say, a little toasty in here, just to paint you a picture. It's kind of a small room. If I was any taller, I would say I would put my arms out, kind of be a wingspan, hand touching the wall sort of situation, but I'm not. So luckily I have plenty of room for my wingspan in here. You know, have you ever measured your wingspan? Cause apparently it's supposed to be the same height that you are, right? But I have a sneaking suspicion my wingspan is not the same height that I am. And I'm a little worried cause like, you know, is this like perfect man proportions type thing where he, you know, the guy is like, was the Leonardo da Vinci drawing where he's like standing and the arms out and stuff, whatever. But yeah, I've been in Studio C. And besides WinFo, what have I been doing? Well, I went to see a friend. We had an amazing time in Providence, Rhode Island. Not that there's a ton to do in Providence, but Providence, Rhode Island is really all about, it's all about the people you're with for sure. that it's a sort of place where there's not really anything to do. But I'll tell you what, I was getting back on the train to come back to Boston. Shout out to the MBTA commuter rail. I'm getting on the train. And explain to me why I am parting the Red Sea to get to the train station. Never in my life have I seen this many people in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm looking around, and it seems like the entire population of Brown University is out there. And you might be like, how'd you know they were from Brown University? Because they were all wearing brown. And I was like, well, what's going on here? And then I ran into a girl I haven't seen since middle school. And I said, Elizabeth, is that you? And she went, oh my God. Turns out there was a Brown vs. Harvard game happening that day. And I happened to pick the train that everyone was taking to go to the football game. Whoop-dee-doo. Uh-oh. Yeah, uh-oh is correct. Because I get on that commuter rail train, and luckily, I snag one of them little seats, so it's just one person, and I'm sitting in that seat. People give me the stink eye as they walk past. Sorry, you couldn't fit if you tried with me in this seat. It's so little, okay? And all the way to Boston, the train is jam-packed. So full, okay? And then I'm feeling scared, because also, keep in mind, I have to take the red line once I get out of South Station. I gotta take the red line to Davis Square. And I'm sweating a little bit, because if everyone is going to a Brown vs. Harvard game, famously, it's at Harvard. So I'm going, uh-oh, guess who's taking the red line? Everyone on this train. So I was like, I'm going to have to put my superior knowledge of South Station and the red line to use and get out there with a speed that will beat them to the Alewife train. And let me just tell you, I did. That's right. I beat the entire train to the Alewife train, and I got home smooth sailing. It was awesome. So I was really feeling validated in my South Station Red Line knowledge. So I was feeling really great about that, I won't lie. And you might be like, what kind of music were you listening to on the train? This is what I was listening to on the train. So this is my train commute playlist. This is what you're getting from me. And I don't know, for some reason, I've really been on this like pop punk grind recently, where I'm just listening to music that makes me feel like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, sometimes a nice guy finishes last. Finishes last. Ooh, okay. Do you guys know, this is a deep cut, do you guys know Ryan Higa, the YouTuber? Can I get a yes from the crowd? No? Okay. Well, Ryan Higa was, what I can only say, one of the greats. And he made, like, some parody music videos, and one of them was Nice Guys Finish Last. And it's a relic. It's like, today in medieval architecture, we talked about pilgrimages for reliquaries. I would make a pilgrimage for Nice Guys Finish Last by Ryan Higa. I think I would. That is a reliquary. Now you might be like, Janie, did you properly learn what a reliquary was? Because I'm thinking, by the way, that you're talking about it, you didn't. I did. But famously, this was the class that I was 20 minutes late to. So, you know, I missed some, probably. But anyway, that's kind of what I've been thinking about recently. Oh, and if you're familiar with Tufts University at all, you might be familiar with the fact that the art school, SMFA, is a train ride away. Sometimes it feels like across many borders, but it's a hour-long train ride away, famously. The haters will tell you 45. It's not true. Anyway, so on my hour-long train ride to SMFA, to my studio, that's right, guess who got a studio at SMFA? That would be me. And now if you're not familiar with SMFA, you might be like, surely you go to art school and you get a studio. That's how that works. No, that's how it works if you go to any other art school ever, probably. But around these parts, that's not how we do it around here, partner. We like to keep it limited in terms of space and in terms of who gets a studio. But guess what? That's me now. Yeah, so I went to the studio the other day, and I was, like, sprucing it up. I was getting it real cute. And right now I'm kind of in a trap where I go to the studio because I'm like, I have to do my homework. And then I get to the studio, I'm like, a curtain would look great here. So, has my homework been getting done? Well, yeah, kind of. I'm working on it. Don't worry about it. I got it. Don't worry. Anyway, so my studio is looking great right now. And I would think that people are just like, they walk past and they're like, wow, so impressed with whoever studio this is. It's so cute and functional looking and well organized and ergonomic. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you'd say that about my studio. Thanks. So speaking of, okay, there was nothing there that I can transition with. I was going to say speaking of well organized, but that's really not what's happening here. So, music that we're going to listen to next. You know, I think after going from Sade to Stitches by Shawn Mendes last week, you would think that any other transition would really be a lot smoother, but I live to please. So I've gotten some requests from the crowd that they want music. Music? Okay, let's get into music. I have coming up for you a set of two. And that set of two would be a cover of SOS from Mamma Mia, yes. And also the ABBA song. ABBA? Guys, okay, whatever. I'm moving on. A cover of SOS by the band Soap. So that would be a pop punk cover of SOS. And if you know me, you've heard this already. I don't care. It's my radio show. We're listening to it. And then after that, we're going to hit you with a classic teenage dirtbag by Wheatus. That's what we're doing. That is what we're doing together, the two of us. The two of us, me and you, my listener. We are getting into SOS and then Teenage Dirtbag. And I won't hold you any longer.
block, and he drives a Naira. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold, she's walking over to me, this must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you.
So did you like my addition? No? Yes? Come on, guys. Come on! Okay, don't be haters. Don't be haters. It's going to be fine. As per the request of many, many listeners, you'll never guess who found Nice Guys by Ryan Higa on Spotify. That would be me. So we're going to listen to Nice Guys next. Get excited. And also, I only want to hear compliments about my singing, okay? No one say anything mean to me. Has been vulnerable on the radio. Okay.
Nice guys finish last. That's why I'll treat you like trash. It's not what I really wanna do. But you only date bad guys, so I'll give you my best try to treat you the way you want me to.
Tell me how your day was, but I don't really care. And if you ever get cold, you'll just have to hack it. 'Cause I'd be cold too if I gave you my jacket. Like, whoa, whoa, you ain't sitting up front. Front is for the homies, you can sit in the trunk. I never answer my phone whenever you call it. And when the waiter brings the bill, I never reach for my wallet.
Nice guys finish last. Was why I'll treat you like trash.
Get my permission. Wait, no, I take that back. You can't go. House is on tonight, and that's my favorite show.
Do I look fine, Miss Trash?
Hell yeah, you do. Wait, let me speak your language. Cows go moo.
Tell her that she's beautiful.
and show her that she's alone. Hold her hand when she's scared, tell her how much I care, but that won't win her heart, because
so, yeah. Tell me that wasn't so funny. I like saw the whole video in my head. Oh my gosh. So Ryan Higa really, I would say, was an era of YouTube that can never be recovered, unfortunately. Anyone else remember the Fruit Ninja video? Just me, where he like tries to do Fruit Ninja in like real life and then accidentally slices himself on the machete. No, just me. Anyway, he just made like, I think also like Alex Wasabi tried to fill that gap. But I think he was too busy dating Lord DIY. And that's my truth. What do you guys know about Lord DIY? What do you guys know about Wenji? Yeah? With this? Yeah? Anyway, DIY used to be a country of DIY. Now we're just five minute crafts. Even 5 minute crafts is kind of done, right? Anyway, we can mourn YouTube another time. I've got more music for you. Surprise. And that more music, get excited, because we are going to hear some girls now. That's right. We're going to hear some girls sing. Get excited. I'm all about girls singing. I think it's great. And I think they should do it all the time, which is why I sung it in my show. Anyway, just a little Easter egg for you. A little callback, if you will. Anyway, we are going to be listening to Paramore. Whoa, 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 whoa. Anyway, we're going to be listening to Misery Business by Paramore. And then, in classic pop-punk fashion, we're going to be listening to Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. And Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne is just really such a classic, and I really don't think you've experienced Skater Boy in this day and age until you've been in an Irish pub and then heard an Irish jig and been like, wow, so much fun, an Irish jig, and then bam, Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy, you know? And I think that's really something special that I think everyone should experience. And I won't give you that experience here. We're going to have a normal Skater Boy experience, but I do recommend trying it. But let's get into Misery Business by Paramore.
From the top, she's got a body like an hour. down in the valley lives a former talk show host. Everybody knows his name.
Thank you for bearing with us in moments of technical difficulties. Shout out to Ops. Huge round of applause for Ops for figuring that out. Awesome. You guys are the best. What we just listened to was Pierce the Veil, and that would be Circles by Pierce the Veil. And yeah, so I think to round out the hour, I'm going to... Well, first of all, let's do our PSA, shall we? For PSA for the hour. Given the nice weather, I have chosen a classic. That would be the Mystic River Reservation PSA. Here we go. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but those spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing River 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5 mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach and the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. I figured since the weather was so beautiful that we could do a little nature PSA. In case you're wondering, you're like sitting outside, you're like, wow, I wish there was somewhere else I could go besides Pres Lawn. That's where you can go, the Mystic River Reservation, of course. And now I have one last song for us, I think, today, and then I will bring my trainee in here and we will get training. So my final song is going to be Weightless by All Time Low. Classic. You have been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been Janie, and I will be Janie as well, after a brief intermission. Thank you so much, guys.
Manage me, I'm a mess.